It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast. You know it, we cover the very latest in property news every morning, 7 days a week, right around Australia, and can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Hope your weekend is going well. We've got another day to go before we hit the dreaded Monday. Sunday, March the 24th. Hope it's going well, particularly around property across the weekend. We are about to dive into the last 7 days. As always, it's always a very, very busy week from one week to the next. And on Monday, we caught up with Jay Giblett, didn't we, there in Endeavour Hills in Melbourne. Jay loves his Endeavour Hills, and he tells us all about the property market. Also spoke to Bronwyn Roberts there in Sydney about just how difficult it is to downsize in parts of Sydney. If you are one of those downsizers, either in Upper or Lower North Shore, you will know exactly how that goes. And Bronwyn wasn't ready to just settle in a 55-plus community. And then, of course, later on Tuesday afternoon, we had the RBA. They made that announcement that they would not be moving the cash rate. Fantastic news this week. We also caught up on the Sunshine Coast with Varsha Daswani. We spoke to economist Asti Mariasmo about the property market, particularly about first home buyers. And we look at Mackay and we check in on Antoinette Nido to talk all things Toorak property. So that is all on the way next.
Navigate the world of real estate like a pro with expert insights, opinions and trends to up your game and knowledge when buying your next property.
Yeah, well, we didn't quite get the rosy effect that you had there in Brisbane. That certainly sounds fun. We've had a lot more of a roller coaster since coming out of COVID. So, we went up by 35% initially, and we thought, oh, things are great here, back when everyone said it was going to drop by so much. But we've had a lot of interest rate pressure, which has been affected more in Endeavour Hills. You know, it's a blue-collar suburb, and prices have come off probably around the sort of 10-12% mark in the last 12 months since the Reserve's been sorting out what they need to with the interest rates, and that's certainly had an effect on our market. Yeah.
What are the various types of properties available, particularly where you are, for around that 800K that report talks about? How do they vary from suburb to suburb, which might be a little bit outside of your wheelhouse, but you can certainly talk to that for Endeavour Hills?
Yeah, well, we've got quite a mix of property in Endeavour Hills. We're sort of blessed with having larger block sizes, which was certainly enjoyed by families, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But a lot of them now are getting subdivided and cut up. So we're seeing a lot more new townhouses being built. There's quite a few larger subdivisions which have sort of, you know, 16 to sort of 25 townhouse complexes in them as well. And there's actually a lot of knockdown rebuilds happening at the moment where people aren't doing the subdivision. They're just building their big 40, 50 square homes to enjoy the views of Endeavour Hills. But certainly, as far as the article goes about what 800,000 buys you, it certainly buys you a lot more now than what it used to. So right now within Endeavour Hills, you'd be getting, you know, a renovated 3-bed, 2-bath with 2 living areas and the double garage for that, and quite possibly into an entry-level 4-bedroom, 2-bath with the 2 living areas as well, which is a great change for us, because if you had have gone back, you know, 12 months, it would have been something more around perhaps even a renovated 3-bed, 1-bath at that price point. But as I said, with prices coming back a little bit, it opens itself up to now getting a lot more bang for your buck, as they say.
And we are talking all things RBA and what has been announced, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Craig. Well, look, the RBA has actually increased the rates today by 25 basis points, taking the cash rate from 4.35% to 4.6%. There weren't many commentators that predicted this. The RBA's taken the bold move, I guess, some will say, to increase the cash rate to really try and knock this inflation on the head.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
I'm very typical to be in big homes around the Tarramurra area, but I've had two children fly the nest, I guess, and start their adulting lives. I've got a boy in the army and a girl that's a registered nurse, and I only have one child left at school, and it just seemed a bit empty here with that. So I decided to look for something smaller, but I wanted to stay in the area.
So, okay, so you wanted to stay in the area, something a little bit smaller, but you didn't want to move into a unit. So tell us the thinking around that.
Well, I'd had a look at a few places. I felt at this stage of my life I needed to look at all possibilities, and I'd been encouraged by friends to look at apartments, townhouses. Some of my friends had bought into off-the-plan style living. So I did investigate all those options, and also in my practice I spoke to a lot of women about their strata issues. That really turned me off being a part of a strata, because I found a lot of women were very, felt marginalised and a little bit bullied sometimes being in a strata building. So I was really deterred by that, and I just had a feeling I needed to still have a freestanding property. So I searched really hard and found a much smaller house on a much smaller block of land in St Ives and purchased that. So I feel very content.
I think a lot of people can identify with exactly what you're saying. You also mentioned that you didn't want to live in an over 55s establishment, and I think a lot of people in this age bracket, you know, 55s plus, it's completely different now. Like, you go back a generation or two, you know, somebody that's 55 is a lot younger in their outview, and this can sort of seem to be a little bit too early retiree.
Yes. So some places that I went to had that sort of energy around it, and I didn't feel like I was going to fit in there, because my kids and I still get rowdy. We play loud music. We've got lots of dogs. We have food. We're outdoors. We're noisy. And I just knew that I just didn't belong in that setting. I'm not ready to quieten down yet.
So tell us a little bit about how difficult it was, because they are reporting that as a result of so many people deciding to cash out of larger homes, there's not enough stock in the market. So that's creating a bit of a waterfall effect for people like yourself trying to find something.
I think you're correct, but if you look at the area, there's not a lot of small property. North Shore flourishes with just big old homes, or even new homes that are all massive on big blocks of land. It's not until you go right down into the lower North Shore where you start to find the smaller blocks and the smaller homes. So this is a rare find, the place I've got in St Ives. There's just not a lot of houses like it in the area. They're just traditionally much bigger homes in the Upper North Shore.
From the emotion of property, the economic inflation, managing your expectations, lack of stock, price growth, construction appetite, days on market. Stay informed with us and know your property.
Coming back to our first home buyers, one of those areas was Mackay, located in North Queensland, of course, also known for its close connection to the Great Barrier Reef. It was all kind of on the up and up, and I think people are still moving to Mackay because of the affordability factor.
Definitely. So this particular report is something that a lot of our first home buyers and investors really look forward to. Because as we know, there has been an increase in most capital cities' median house price. It is pricing out quite a lot of first home buyers and investors. And so it's providing everyone with an alternative to capital city investment or home buying. We did definitely identify Mackay as one of the top areas in Queensland last year. So who knows, it might still be one of the top selling areas for this year, or there could be other regional areas that everyone could look forward to and could invest in.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about people moving perhaps from New South Wales into Queensland, but let's not forget there are Aussies in Vietnam, in Thailand, in Indonesia, all living there with cheaper residential properties, much cheaper, and doing their work very effectively thanks to the broadband.
You know, we are seeing more and more of those type of groups and communities happening in different Southeast Asian countries or Latin American countries. We know that it's been quite a big thing in European countries for the past 10 years or so, but it's even more so now in a lot of different countries that does have a much lower living cost than us here in Australia. And they are making these communities where, you know, there's a shared co-working space. They're supporting each other in creating content, and they are making use of the much more affordable living style.
Yeah, they do that in Dubai. They're called digital nomads. And exactly to your point, the developers are actually catering for this cohort of people. So they set up all of these shared facilities. So you can buy an apartment, but maybe on level one, there's like a business hub that people can work from. I mean, what a fantastic idea.
It is. And our government is starting to head that way as well with build to rent. And that's why when the federal budget was released, there was a specific incentive for build to rent so that it can foster more investment in that particular asset class and create more of them. There has been quite a few that are successful, but mostly in Sydney and Melbourne. The federal government thinks that, you know, it could be something that is widespread across Australia, not just in capital cities, but also in the fringe regional areas that is about an hour, 2 hour away from the capital city. And, you know, at the same time, it is built to rent. And, you know, the thinking there is that it can solve some of the rental issues as well.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
All right, let's switch it up a little bit and find out what's been happening in the Brisbane CBD property market and how that is performing currently.
It's just crazy to see that already. So Brisbane unit prices have gone in the CBD has gone up to 14.5% in growth, and the median unit price is at 582,000, and there are about 824 units that have just recently been sold, and the median days on the market as well, Craig, is just 31 days, which is really good. Again, it comes back to the demand and supply. The demand is still really high. The stock seems to be a little bit low, but it's coming back up on track, especially in Brisbane CBD. So there are about 167 units that have been available in the past month, and there are about 5,351 active buyers just looking to buy in Brisbane CBD. In terms of the growth, it's looking really, really strong.
And Antoinette, are there more apartments being built in Toorak? What's the situation on that?
So Toorak is one of those preeminent suburbs that supports luxury apartments with rates of, you know, 20 to 30,000 per square meter. In no other suburb are those rates attainable, because you have downsizers selling their big mansions for good money, and they have got the cash and the wherewithal. They want to be around the village, and they will pay 20 to 30,000 a square meter for that very perfect luxury high-end residence that they can lock and leave.
Okay, and as I said at the top, you know, there's a lot of these buyers that wish to remain anonymous, which is fair enough. That doesn't stop the media from sort of reporting on some of them. So what about the people of Toorak in general? What do you say about that?
Well, I think traditionally it's been older people because it's been such an expensive suburb. But the trends that I'm seeing on the ground is that certainly the data is showing that 10% of our very high-end sales to foreign buyers. So there is a real mix coming into Toorak. High numbers of Asian, in particular Chinese buyers. There are some very young, successful young rich listers, you know, the tech billionaires making their money in IT or in a, you know, floating a business in an IPO and wanting to spend $30, $40, $50 million on that trophy home. So there has been, I think it is a real reflection of what's happening in the global economy, with successful entrepreneurs wanting to come in and buy the trophy property, whereas traditionally it was your moneyed families who would own the homes in Albany Road and St George's Road. That is a very different profile of buyer coming through the market.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.